Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
60 years ago, the Soviet Union and the United States were in the heat of the space race. In 2022, it's a whole different world. Russian President Vladimir Putin self-proclaims areas in eastern Ukraine as independent from sovereign nation and sent in troops. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are on our land. We are not afraid of anything or anyone. We don't owe anything to anyone. We won't give away anything to anyone. We are confident in this. It is not February 2014, but February 2022.
Much of the world is condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion Monday. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Food and Drug Administration has confirmed they are looking into a fourth COVID-19 booster shot.
While there's no timetable on if and when a fourth COVID booster may be recommended, an FDA spokesman did confirm they are looking into new data to evaluate future possible COVID vaccines. As far as who will need that fourth booster, Dr. Megan Rainey is an emergency physician. She tells CNN,
people who are immunosuppressed, those folks should be going out and getting their fourth shot because it is the equivalent of a third shot for the rest of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today's date is 2/22/2022. It's the unofficial Be Humble Day, the unofficial Cook a Sweet Potato Day, and officially it is International Margarita Day. The inventor of Margarita Day, Nashville realtor Todd McCullough, reported that he created the February holiday because winter is such a sad, drab time of year. USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby has been disqualified for doping, and the owner is being fined and must return nearly $2 million.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal. The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
60 years ago, in February of 1962, the space race between the United States and the Soviet Union was in full swing. Both nations had developed spacecraft to send humans into space. On the United States side, John Glenn in Friendship 7.
The clock is still set for time to retrograde time of 04 plus 32 plus 28. I have retrograde times okay from Bermuda. Cabin pressure holding steady at 5-7. Cabin air 9-0.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem again. We believe in what our Constitution says, what our Declaration of Independence says. It is about we the people. We the people, believe it or not, got us into this mess. And therein lies the solution, ladies and gentlemen. And the ruling elite does not want you to be aware of it, that you have this kind of power, because guess what? The power that we have individually and collectively is more powerful than they have, and they are freaking out because they are realizing they're losing grip of their power. They have gone too far in lying to the people, in trying to indoctrinate us, and guess what? The American people are figuring it out. It's an expensive proposition, and it will be, no doubt, an ongoing painful situation, because we have got we've got a road to hoe here. It is not going to be immediate. The strings that are attached to the levers of control of our government and our very lives are so entwined and so deep and massive that we do not understand. Selwyn Duke is joining us here, and he'll break it down even further, and maybe you'll be further enlightened to understand the war that is at hand for our freedoms. Selwyn is a writer for The New American. He's been such for over a decade. He also writes for The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, and many other print and online publications. Selwyn, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you again.
Well, I always appreciate your insight and your thoughtfulness, and we are going to talk about something that we've addressed on this show, you know, particularly in the last year, and that is who is this ruling elite? Who are actually pulling the levers? And you can always go back to that old axiom, just follow the money, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. As we say, the lust for money is the root of all evil, and I don't know if it's the root of all evil, but it's the root of a lot of it. And, Bill, it's interesting because a lot of people wonder why you see what I call the chasm between the pseudo-elite and the street. In other words, the people generally are not woke in their preferences. But we see, despite that, the pseudo-elite in politics, in corporate America, big tech, what have you, academia, imposing these woke norms. Well, why does that happen? Well, it happens largely because our society has become very, very complex, and the people who control the complexity tend to control what's going on. Now, we know about people such as George Soros and what he does. He gets a fair amount of press, helping to install left-wing DAs around the nation who go soft on crime, and that's a big reason why we see this proliferation in crime today. But some of these individuals are not so well known, and one of them I wrote about recently in an article titled The Unseen Dark Hand is this fellow Larry Fink, who is the CEO of this multinational investment management corporation, BlackRock. This man, Bill, has been called the puppet master behind the scenes of corporate America. Now, why does he have such power? Well, he's been called also the most powerful man in finance, and he has power because BlackRock, Bill, is the single largest asset manager in the world. Okay, so what this fellow does basically is he says to corporations, we understand, you either go woke or we're not going to finance you.
Exactly.
Now, here's the kicker. Okay.
You go woke or you go broke. That's his mantra. And of course, well, go ahead and finish up the kicker, and then I'm going to bring in a couple of other players who have joined with Mr. Fink as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that, because we love to say on the right, well, when these corporations embrace these politically correct policies, they better be careful because go woke, go broke. But what maybe we don't understand is that it's sort of the other way around. If they don't go woke, they're going to go broke because
exactly.
The people, the puppet masters who pull the strings are the ones they really answer to. But here's the kicker. I'm not the first one to point out that George Soros, who I in the past have called the most evil man in America, although I don't know if that's true anymore, but he does what he does with his own money. Fink is doing what he does with your money. In
exactly.
other words, again, he controls an asset manager. So what happens, to put it simply, is that people invest their money, BlackRock is controlling it, and these people maybe think that something good is being done with it, but instead this fellow Fink, who certainly is aptly named, is using their money to finance social engineering in their country that they would find reprehensible.
Exactly. So what's the difference between Larry Fink and Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, well, the difference is that Larry Fink, we understand, has a lot more power. You know, as powerful as Nancy Pelosi is, he has a lot more power because he's controlling perhaps a lot more money, and money does equate to power, like
well,
it or not.
Well, she's got the treasury of the American people.
look at
what they've done. Same thing. They are spending their money in areas that we don't agree with. They're spending their money, our money, on open borders right now, for example. They're spending our money on illegal immigrants coming into our country, and they're giving them welfare and health care and everything else.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what's happening.
So, what I'm trying to explain, Selwyn, is that we start to see a model that is quite pronounced. We may see it in the operation of Larry Fink and, you know, BlackRock, exactly. But it's what our own government is doing to the American people as well. And, you know, and we wonder, okay, who's behind all this? Yes, Larry Fink is part of it, but he's also, you know, cabaled himself, if I might say, with Vanguard and State Street. So you got these three very powerful entities that have control of people's investment money, and they're all in this together and doing the same thing, and they control something like, I don't know, what, $30 trillion of asset? I mean, some incredible number. I mean, this is why they're so powerful. And they compel you, and they compel these businesses to go their way, and even to the degree, as we saw it raise its ugly head here in a recent hearing for Jamie Raskin's wife, is what does she want to do? You know, anybody that is not in support of the green ideal, she wants to make sure that they don't get banking. And there's, you know that their resources are choked off so they can't exist. I mean, that is the American way of life? I don't think so, but this is what the American way of life is turning to, Selwyn.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And as you basically mentioned in different words in your opening, people get the government they deserve. Unfortunately, too many of us have been asleep at the switch. You know, as I always point out, Bill, traditional America, when we were founded, was a very, very unique place. We had a number of very unique, spectacular men who all came together at the same time and place, and that's why they were able to create this country. But unfortunately, the human default throughout history has been to live in tyranny, and that's why it's really not surprising that we're gravitating back toward that default. And if we don't want to descend into that abyss, then we really have to get on the ball. Because people get the government that they deserve, the media they deserve, the corporate America they deserve.
Exactly.
It all really is in our hands.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, and one that I've been observing as well is that especially in light of celebrating President's Day, and you go back and consider our first president, and you look around and you say, wow, who were the people that he was associating with? These great minds. And you look about today and you go, look at the president we have, and where are the great minds that were then, you know, to your point, that seem to be missing in action today? We've got more from Selwyn after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Our Bill Martinez here. Selwyn Duke, the writer for The New American, continues with us as we're talking about the unseen dark hand, a great column and article about the lever pullers. I mean, you think it's Nancy Pelosi, people that you look at and stuff like that, but hey, look at the ties that bind us, Selwyn. And I mean, they, you know, we have to go into a deeper dive. And really, this is a discredit I believe, to America's free press, because they're not telling us this. They are not revealing this because guess what? The free press is being controlled by the Larry Finks of the world, are they not?
Well, absolutely, you're correct. Not only that, but ideologically, Bill, they're all of one piece. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I did want to mention that myself earlier. Just look at what's happening up in Canada. Justin Trudeau has effectively made himself dictator right now with this Emergencies Powers Act, and I understand that their legislature up there just voted to extend those powers.
I cannot believe that, Selwyn. I mean, that all of Canada's ruling, you know, their rulers, their elected officials. I thought they had more sense than that because, again, if you understand Justin's worldview, his worldview is more in line with President Xi than it is President Trump. You got to understand that. It's not about Canada first. It's communism first. That's what is driving the mindset and the mentality of Justin Trudeau, and now you find it driving the elected officials of Canada. I mean, it is a sad day for Canada, but in much the same way as it here in America, yes, sad on one hand that our Constitution is being compromised, but hopefully it's a time of enlightenment for people to see, man, while we've been asleep at the wheel, the ruling elites have taken over and they're taking us down a yellow brick road that's no bueno.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I said that this relates to the media because the media in Canada really aren't telling people what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I've said before that the media really you could view as one of the most destructive entities in our nation, in Canada, too, because it's as with a computer, Bill. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yes.
People are fed misinformation. How can they make the correct decisions on what policies and politicians to support? They can't. And you said how Justin Trudeau doesn't have a typically Canadian or American mindset. He doesn't. I think it was in 2014. I know you've seen this.
Yes.
He was in that interview or that appearance, and he was asked what country he admired. And he mentioned China. And he said, because they have a dictatorship, I'm putting it in my words, but I think this is close to what he said, they can do things a lot more efficiently than we can in a democracy. Then, talk about a lack of self-awareness, he actually went on, right after he said that, to take a shot at his opponent, Stephen Harper, who was a conservative, is a conservative up there, and said, well, I think Harper would love that, when Trudeau was the one who just said that he would love that.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, the funny thing, though, is that this mentality is not uncommon among these pseudo-elites, and that's what should scare everyone. And what I think of here is we just had this skier in the Olympics, Eileen Gu, who was born here and competed for China, right? Now,
yes.
The truth is that we should all be taken aback by that. But as much as I put some onus on her, she's just doing what our whole pseudo-elite realm does. They're all selling us out to China. And Larry Fink, who we were talking about, he does that too. We understand that he favors Beijing. He helps it in trade negotiations. And in turn, Beijing helps him, does him political favors. And it's very interesting, Bill. Stop me if I'm going on too long. But China is very, very clever here. What it does is it projects what it calls soft power. Mm-hmm. It tries to insinuate itself into Western institutions, in particular American institutions, and control us in that manner. What does it do? Well, in various ways, it bribes, you could say, in a de facto sense, American figures. Look, we saw a while back John Cena, I think it was, who actually issued that apology to China because he had called Taiwan a country. I think that was the story. So there he was on video speaking Chinese, which, you know, he doesn't speak. He had to try to memorize the apology, speaking in Chinese, giving an apology to Beijing and the Chinese people, groveling. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you just say to yourself, these people have a massive amount of money. Look at the effect of greed. When is enough enough? They want to sell out their country just so they can make another $10 million, $20 million. But I was talking about how China projects this soft power. You know what else it does, Bill? It has these Confucius Institutes, as
they're
called.
Over 40.
In the United States. Yeah. These are in schools, colleges, and whatnot. And what China does is it basically gives these schools money. It's a de facto bribe. And in turn, these schools will allow the putting of Chinese propaganda into their classrooms. Another thing China does is...
Well, wait, hang on. Let me pause you there for just a second for people to realize how nefarious it is. Okay, so they have a control of these universities. We're talking major universities, you know, Yale, you name it, all these Ivy League schools they're in control of. So now you get a what they would identify as a dissident Chinese student who would come in that is not sold out to the communist Chinese. Well, guess what happens? The rest of the Chinese students, you know, come on and they do everything they can to negate and eliminate the threat. So there's no, there's, you know, here you think, well, you're on a college campus, there's free speech and that. No. It's, boy, that is put down lickety-split. It is not allowed to raise its ugly head. And so here's this student who comes in, and we've got exact cases of, you know, very brilliant Chinese students who are invalidated and are, you know, their education is compromised and threatened. And, you know, for everything from, you know, a lesser grade, you know, just absolute, you know, even including being kicked out of class and of the university because their philosophy and their statements do not comport with the CCP.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's the Manchurian candidate writ large.
Yeah.
And they bully our businesses, too. It's the same thing. They use the carrot and stick approach. China has this huge market, and unlike us, they are a dictatorial society. So they just say it to these businesses, hey, if you don't toe our line, we're not going to give you access to our market.
Right.
And they can censor our movies in that fashion. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I'll give you a concrete example. We had this movie, Red Dawn. There was a remake of it. Now, in the original, in the 1980s, it was about communists invading the United States, a military invasion. The invaders in the original were Soviets and Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the remake, which was made in the 2000s, Bill, the invaders were North Koreans. Now, you might say, well, that's a little fanciful. Why would they make them North Koreans, that sort of a tin pot dictatorship, when the logical thing would be to make them Chinese? Well, get this. In the original version of the movie, the invaders were Chinese.
Mm, sure.
But after production, they digitally altered the film to make them look North Korean at the behest of the Beijing government.
Yeah.
And that's just one example.
Behest is minor. You know, that is minor terminology. I mean, and like you say, I mean, here you've got a gazillionaire basketball player by the name of LeBron James. He made a wrong statement, and boy, did he tighten up his shoestrings on his tennis shoes real quick, didn't he?
He sure did. And it really is disgusting. You could view it as a treasonous attitude. They're being bought. And part of the problem, Bill, though, again, is us. We've reached a point where we're so internationalist in our mindset, so multicultural, that people just don't have this sense of patriotism that they once had. We're not one cohesive people the way we used to be. You know, getting back to that situation with the skier Eileen Gu,
I use
this analogy to put it in perspective, because even someone close to me initially went soft on the whole thing. I said, well, wait a second. Let's say you go back to the 50s or 60s. Imagine that back then we had someone who was born here, who had one parent who had immigrated here from the Soviet Union, and this person was an athlete. He was raised here. He trained here. But then, during an Olympics in the 50s or 60s, he went to compete for the Soviet Union. What would have been the response? That person back then would have become a pariah. I mean,
yes.
The whole country would have been outraged. But you see with Eileen Gu, it's actually the opposite in many quarters. She actually was encouraged. Her coaches encouraged her to play, to compete for China, because they thought, I imagine, that that was the open-minded, compassionate thing to do. And again, it's not about her.
Yeah, but what would have happened if it had been the other way around? If she would have, come out of China and helped the American team?
Oh, for forget about it. The Chinese would have been up in arms.
Exactly.
It would have happened. Yeah.
Sell and do. Thank you, buddy.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
60 years ago, the Soviet Union and the United States were in the heat of the space race. In 2022, it's a whole different world. Russian President Vladimir Putin self-proclaims areas in eastern Ukraine as independent from sovereign nations and sent in troops. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are on our land. We are not afraid of anything or anyone. We don't owe anything to anyone. We won't give away anything to anyone. We are confident in this. It is not February 2014, but February 2022.
Much of the world is condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion Monday. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Paul Kengor going to join us, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Lots to talk about, including, you know, hey, look at the return of Hillary. Really? Seriously? Yeah. I mean, could there be a rematch in the offing here? You know, one more time, Trump versus Clinton, number two. Why not? Is she really thinking about running in 2024? That was quite interesting the other day as she kind of straight-armed the questions from the media, and even in her presentation to in New York to the Democrats there, and blaming Fox News for, you know, what the Durham report was presenting and what they showed us last Friday. It wasn't Fox News. It was the Durham report. You know, Paul, I guess you got to somehow try to, you know, pin the tail on the donkey, put conspiratorial hats on everybody. But, you know, once again, she's in the midst of these things that, you know, that just have you scratching your head and going, wait a minute, you know, what the Clinton campaign has done, which we've known about for a long time, was just a matter of, you know, when we were going to know the truth. And even still, there's still a lot more discovery. And it would appear that Durham is, you know, dotting his I's and crossing his T's.
Yeah,
that's right, Bill. I mean, look, it's with Hillary, it's not going to matter. I mean, there could be video of Hillary quite literally sticking a dagger in the back of Donald Trump, pulling it out with blood dripping on it, laughing, right?
Yeah.
Riding off on a broomstick, and CNN would ignore it.
Yes.
MSNBC would ignore it. And you know, the entirety of the media would ignore it, other than Fox News. I mean, who knows? Maybe Google, Twitter, the others would slap any reports on it with a tag of misinformation, right? Mm-hmm. Video not true.
Right.
So, you know, she knows that she can do anything that she wants, and she's going to get cover for it. And, you know, Trump can point out the truth about what happened and claim vindication, but all the people out there in the liberal media, they won't pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. I remember when the story first hit, and I went to, it was all over Fox, mm-hmm. it was all over Breitbart, and it was quite literally not to be found. And mm-hmm. the website of CNN, the website of MSNBC, liberals love lying to themselves.
Exactly.
They just love it. They love it. It's the best way that they can remain liberals, mm-hmm. and they can, you know, they can cover their eyes and their ears, and then when somebody on the right brings it up, they could accuse them of conspiracy mongering and anything mm-hmm. else. It's just a wonderful, you know, cocoon to be a liberal.
But it's so
reality.
It's so unintelligent. After everything is all said, I mean, because you really, this is a self-inflicted stupid wound that you do to your own brain that you do this. And this is purposeful on their part, and it's sad. I mean, I feel for them because, you know, the fact of the matter is, Paul, is I want them in the discussion. You know, I can't do this by myself. You know, I want them to be part of the discussion because it's always better when you have both sides participating in the resolution here. But when they're all right in their own mind and everybody else is all wrong, well, then, you know, what can we do? Everybody's just frustrated over this deal. And this is a sad, sad commentary. But I'm telling you, there's a lot to appreciate here with Durham. And hopefully Durham can stay true to his charge for the American people's sake. And what we're learning here is, again, and I'm writing a commentary on this right now, Paul, is that, you know, there's a good chance that we'll have a red wave. All projections are that there will be a red wave in the midterms. And the Republicans have a favorable opportunity to take over the Senate and the House. That's a lot of power against especially a very weak Democratic president. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy's already, he's coming out beating his, oh, we're going to have this kind of investigation. We're going to have this kind of hearing. We're going to have that kind of hearing. Stop. I don't want to hear about hearings because all you guys do is you get together, you waste the people's money, you get all this pontificating going. There's, you know, the Democrats give their point, you give their counterpoint. There's no, it just mass confusion. No, if you're going to do something of any consequence, get a special prosecutor on this deal. Let's get a special prosecutor and what happened with the elections and how it carried over into the January 6th event. Instead of just this faux, you know, committee stuff that we're having to endure at the people's expense, which is absurd because it's not even properly represented, again, to our earlier point, by the other side. This is handpicked by Nancy Pelosi. You've got two rhinos that are supposedly representing, you know, Republicans. Well, everybody knows it's a joke, you know, and so let's just put our effort. Get a special investigator in there. Have them look into it and move on. And then if you want to have a special, if you want to look into Hunter Biden, same thing. Get a special prosecutor. Do not go and do this on the floor of the Senate or Congress because it's a big waste of time.
Yeah, well, that's how Democrats prefer to do the stuff. That way they can get TV cameras out there.
Of course.
And, you know, get their media out there. Yeah, it's ironic we're having this conversation, Bill, because last night here at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, we had Bill Barr here.
Oh, wow.
And he gave our annual Reagan lecture, and I sat up there with him on the stage, as I do for this every year, and interviewed him. And because he worked for Reagan, but of course he went on to do so many things. He became Attorney General twice under George H.W. Bush and then Donald Trump. And he talked about the Mueller investigation and how much money was spent and how long they had to wait for that, how partisan it became. And then it was Barr who appointed John Durham mm-hmm. to do Bill Barr appointed John Durham to do what he did. Mm-hmm. And for that, even with the Durham investigation, that started, that was delayed by COVID for almost a year. And
well, I'll tell you, I'm surprised that his contract was renewed under Merrick Garland and Biden.
Right. Right, right. I was too. And Barr said something to the effect that it had to be because of, I don't understand the technicalities of this, but the nature of the type of position that he was appointed to. Mm-hmm. So it had that credibility, that authority. So so much, you know, a lot of what happens with the Republicans once they get in and they get a majority is they spend a lot of time chasing after these.
Exactly.
If they would just do some really good legislative things.
Exactly.
You and I are both old enough to remember Newt Gingrich and the contract with
exactly.
America.
Yeah, and why can't we revive that? Like, you know, just because it was a brilliant idea, they're talking about doing the same thing. But, hey, look, I don't care. Use the same language because it's a brand. And people understood what it meant based on its performance, what Newt Gingrich in the Congress was able to affect during that period of time. So why not use the same language, even if you say contract with America part due? I don't care, you know. Why not?
Sure. Yeah. And remember, and what Newt had in that contract, so he had 7 specific items, and he didn't guarantee that they would all pass, but he promised there would be a vote on all 7 of them. And they were all like 70-75% plus issues, meaning they had that kind of approval with mm-hmm. the American public going in. And in fact, I remember later, Bill, right, some liberals said, this is just political pandering. And Newt said, well, that's like saying Walmart is pandering to its customers, right, by putting stuff on the shelves that people want to buy.
Want to buy.
He's like, yeah, I plead guilty, right? We take 7 issues that people support. What's wrong with that? They're consistent mm-hmm. with our conservative philosophy, and that's something they ought to do again. And that's how you govern. And they want people. They want Republicans, if they get back in, to govern, right? You know, not to get back in and do what the Democrats do, which is scandal monger.
Exactly, because the fact of the matter is they're not very good at it. I'm talking about the Republicans. They don't have a Jerry Nadler that has no conscience, that can lie out his teeth, or an Adam Schiff and just go on and get away with all this stuff. And oh yeah, by the way, you don't have the legacy media, you know, giving you cover and putting out propaganda on your behalf. So let's just go in, like you said, go make things happen. And at the end of the day, let them argue, because oh my goodness, you made America energy independent once again. Oh, you sealed up the border, and now we know how many illegal aliens are coming in, and our national standing and national security has been improved. Speaking of Barr, did Barr address at all the election? Because he pretty much made a statement that he thought it was a free and fair election. Does he still hold that? He still holds that opinion.
He did. He did, and a few people in the audience booed.
I bet.
But. Yeah, but he made his case. Yeah.
Well, I want to hear more about that. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well.
At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're coming to you live right now, as we do Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For those that are of you who join us up on the weekend, it's a delayed broadcast, so we're not so live. So, but you can hear us live Monday through Friday, as I say, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, at BillMartinezLive.com. Continuing our conversation with Professor Paul Kengor, and he was saying that he was with Bill Barr, and, I think it's interesting, his comments, and he still holds that that it was a free and fair election, and you had some grumbling there in the audience. People still not secure about this, and you and I've talked about before, is you have people that say, hey, look at they'll ask me, say, well, did you believe it's a free and fair election? I said, to be honest with you, I don't know. And the fact that I don't know, and the fact that probably a majority of Americans have their doubts, should we look into it? I mean, should we be concerned? Because, oh yeah, by the way, we got midterms coming, and it seems like some of the problems, like the voting machines, I didn't hear of anything being redone or them being taken offline to where they could, even though they said that they had no connection whatsoever with the Internet. Well, what's this wire? What's this modem all about? It's the big lie that keeps on, continuing. As Dinesh D'Souza told me a long time ago, after his experience in jail, he said what he learned from the cons is you never give up the con. And that's got, like with Hillary Clinton, it's like, wait a minute, do you think Hillary Clinton's going to come in? Yeah, you got me. You're right. I did. I destroyed evidence. I cheated. Yeah, I ordered the surveillance. I mean, like, she's going to have a Jack Nicholson moment with a few good men on the stand. She's going to be pressed. Her ego is going to get and she's, you can't handle the truth and admit to it. You really think that? No, that only happens in the movies.
By the way, she did have one of those moments. Remember the whole "what difference does it make?" Remember
yes,
that?
Right,
with
exactly.
With the whole Benghazi thing.
Exactly.
But Yeah, we got to remember too, the liberals who wouldn't allow any discussion of what happened in November 2020. They spent 4 years during the Trump presidency accusing Donald Trump of rigging the 2016 election with the Russians. You know, it's like, wait a second, are we allowed to talk about rigged elections or not?
Yes, exactly.
For 4 years, it's all they talk about. And then Trump supporters in 2020, you know, they're dubious about what happened. And if you even talk about it, you're canceled. You're done, right?
Yes,
you should
right.
never be invited to speak at anywhere ever again. Mm-hmm. I wrote pieces for American Spectator on the vote count in Pennsylvania in November 2020. And these are now haunting me. I know that people say, Jim Gore wrote this piece in November 2020. and they want to ban me from whatever. It's just insane. Mm-hmm. And I remember the piece that I wrote about. It was a batch of votes. And this was, who was the guy who testified? He was there with Rudy Giuliani, and it was a Pennsylvania Senate hearing held by Republicans. The Democrats didn't even show up. They had to hold it at a hotel in Harrisburg. But the full Republican Senate committee group was there, and Doug was his name. We can't think of his last name. But he reported that in one batch of votes that came in Pennsylvania, the vote differential was 99.4% for Biden and 0.6 for Trump. And this was this massive batch of votes. I think it was 17,000 votes. Mm-hmm. And when he said this, you could hear a gasp in the audience, right? Mm-hmm. And I wrote in this piece, I said, is this true?
Yes, right.
Is this really true? And nobody even reported on it. Mm-hmm. I sat there and watched the hearings like a journalist would do, right? Three or 4 hours sitting through this stuff. There was nothing about it in any of the Pennsylvania newspapers, nothing in the national media. And I just said, damn it, you guys, could somebody just look into this and tell them, is this true?
Exactly.
And you couldn't even ask the question with these guys. And I had somebody email me, one liberal, well, you know, if those votes came in from, like, you know, a certain section of Philadelphia, that could be true. I said, no, that you don't get 99.4 0.6 anywhere.
Well, it's kind of like what was it with Obama that 1 year, 58 voting districts there, 100% for Barack Obama.
Unbelievable.
Does that throw up a flag?
Not for the liberal. In fact, I'll never forget that there was a reporter who covered it, and she said, wow, they really love Obama. Right? You know, 57,999 votes to one. They love Obama. You know, only a liberal could do something like that, right? But in Trump's case in Pennsylvania, if I remember this correctly off the top of my head, Trump got, I think, 18% of the vote in Philadelphia County, which was a heavily black area. Trump did really well.
Yes.
Trump did really well. So, you know, the idea that it'd be 99.4 to 0.6 is crazy. Mm-hmm. So here we are over a year after that claim that was made before a Pennsylvania Senate Republican group. We still don't know if that claim was even true.
Exactly.
The guy who alleged that could be off his rocker. I can see that. I know that. It could be. But what frustrated me is that no one in the liberal media would even cover it. They wouldn't even look at it. And some other numbers from 2020 also. And liberals, if you're listening, think about this, okay? Put yourself in the shoes of Trump supporters. Donald Trump in 2016 got 63 million votes, okay? 63 million. I'm writing it down, right? 63 million. 4 years later in 2020, he got 75 million. That is unprecedented in the history of America for an incumbent to increase his vote total like that and then lose.
Exactly.
Right? And lose to Biden by like 5 percentage points. And I know you want to, and I know everybody wants to say, well, Trump was hated that much.
Yeah, right.
I know that it's true. Biden wasn't like that much. Biden got 81 million votes. Hillary got 66 million. But Biden outdid that. Biden got 81 million.
Barack Obama got, what, 65, 66 million was the best he ever got?
Something like that. I don't remember,
but it was like a 10, 12 million difference. I mean, from this old white guy that had a hard time completing a sentence that didn't go out to campaign, but somehow we're supposed to be led to believe that that's the case. So let's move on and let's not talk about it. And let's just accept it. And the problem is that when you have the policies and what this president has done in 1 year and how much pain he's rendered upon the American people, how he's brought inflation in, and his answer is to let's double down and forget about inflation, we'll buy our way out of it, like that's ever been done before.
Yeah, and I'll say, just to give both sides here, 81 million votes for Biden against 76 million for Trump. Could Biden have received that many? Well, look, Donald Trump, and I say this to Trump supporters all the time, is absolutely detested by over 50% of the population, right?
Yes.
And it's true. And I even said, you and I talked about this, Bill, that the trouble that Trump would have in 2020, in 2016, he was running against Hillary, who was hated even more than him, right?
If that was possible.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. In 2020, Biden wasn't hated. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people would probably be willing to vote for him just to vote against Trump. The other wild card in all of this were the mail-in ballots, right?
Yes.
And when you have people who can mail in ballots during COVID, and you and I talked about this too, the opportunities there for abuse, everything. This is why countries don't do mail-in balloting, right? Because I mean, if you do want a scenario for massive cheating or massive problems, let's even say that, that's it. I mean, that's tailor-made. And so all of these things for Trump supporters, you can't blame them for asking questions about their guy, for being skeptical, just like the liberals were with Hillary in 2016. So liberals, if you guys can do that, the other side can do it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw a hissy fit and start jumping up and down and stomping like little babies, right?
Yes.
When someone else questions an election like you guys did for 4 years, right? Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. They come up with this faux dossier. They cost this administration and the American people an incredible amount of money and happiness because they didn't like the outcome, and they followed this story that was created. Clearly, I think we know now, without a doubt, this was all jury-rigged by Hillary Clinton and her minions. And what they did, you know, and they talk like as if they're some sort of bastions for the sake of democracy, that Donald Trump threatened our democracy when she was doing the very thing that, you know, Donald Trump hadn't even thought about doing, you know?
The very thing that he said that she was doing, and everybody accused him of making things up. And I'll say this, too, here for liberals who are listening. Hey, yeah, you Bernie supporters, right?
Yeah.
Remember how hot and angry Bernie supporters were that their election, their primary was being stolen by Team Clinton.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, everybody knows that the Clintons are crooked on this stuff, all the way back to Arkansas. Democrats know this, right?
Yes.
Democrats know this. You really can't trust the Clintons, and don't put it past Hillary at all to do something like this. When Trump called her crooked Hillary, I mean, that wasn't coming from nowhere.
Mm.
You know, the Democratic Party has always known that.
Right. Exactly. And here it is. What we knew even before 5 years ago, it's coming out slowly but surely. But of course, as I said, you never give up the con. She'll hold on to it. And there will be people until the day they die still believe that Hillary Clinton is worthy of becoming a president of the United States. Whew. Scary stuff, Paul.
And she's probably running again.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for more details.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other net.